This is episode number 2298 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, this week just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse for Adam Levine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, first, Instagram model Sumner Stroh, she claims she had a year-long affair with him.
What?
And she seemed to have proof that he asked if he could name his third child with his wife after Sumner.
Why would he do that? Why would you do that?
Oh.
If you're having an alleged affair with a woman and you want to name your unborn child, and why would you ask? That's the other question. It's like, what? Is Adam Levine got everything upstairs working okay? I mean, that's kind of my concern.
Well, then he denied that he had the affair Monday in a statement.
Well, yeah, of course, you have to do that.
But did admit to some inappropriateness.
Ooh.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly, yeah.
The floodgates have opened and the bleep has hit the fan.
Uh-oh.
And no fewer than five other women have come forward about Adam.
Uh-oh.
In varying stages of online flirtation. And they have the screenshots to prove it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Adam.
Adam.
Tisk, tisk.
What happens on the internet stays forever. Forever, man.
So, quoting Adam, I use poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner.
You think?
I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period of my life.
Huh.
In certain instances, it became inappropriate.
Wow.
I've addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family.
Sounds to me like he likes to get online and mix things up online. Doesn't sound like this is, I don't think anybody.
He's Adam effing Levine.
Why does
he have to do that for?
I got it. And I think, don't you remember him saying something like monogamy was not for him about two babies ago?
That was.
He said, no. He goes, you know, people are not meant to be monogamous. They're not supposed to be with one partner. Monogamy's boring. I kind of remember that now.
Well, Adam and his wife, Behati, they've been married since 2014.
Okay. Wow, that's wild.
It was just revealed earlier this month that they're expecting their third child.
Sumner, right?
Because must be Sumner.
I don't think that Behati's going to let him name that
child. I don't think
Sumner, Not now, no. Or any of the other people he's been having online flirtations with.
And the funny, you know, it's another example of one of our Hollywood elite saying, well, not that he's elite or anything,
but
you know, it's like all is fun and games until he's found out. Then it's like, I regret my actions. I'm very sorry. You're sorry you got caught.
Well, yeah, I get that. But see, here's the other part of this. And this is the question. So is flirting with somebody in a DM the same as having an affair? That's a question mark. You know? I don't know because I don't flirt. Nobody
well, evidently, there's a...
Even my wife doesn't flirt with me, so it's like, it's no big deal. But I'm just saying, I mean, I see this. I mean, back in the day, I had a friend who actually, his wife left him because he was having some sort of online thing going on, which I was shocked. I said, well, what the hell are you doing?
Shocked, you say?
Yeah. And he said, yeah, she left me. I'm like, holy crap.
But he's got a list.
He's got a list. Well, maybe he will run out of baby names. I don't know.
A couple people. It just, you know, it seems like there's what? No fewer than five.
Somebody needs to take Adam's phone away. I think that's the first thing. Start there.
Rumors continue to fly about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles being broken up.
That breaks my heart. Yeah.
I can see those crocodile tears. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Or some such, Monday night. They left an after party for the premiere of their film, Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah, it looks weird.
They left together and in the same car.
Okay, well, either that was orchestrated. I think that after the premiere of this movie, and I love Olivia Wilde, but I'm going to jinx this here. I know that the reviews suck.
The movie looks
horrible.
Uh-oh.
It's a weirdo looking movie. I'm not the least bit interested in seeing it, which is weird for me because I'm an Olivia Wilde fan.
You are.
I'm a big mad crazy about her. But no, So I think that whatever's happening with her and Sir Harry is, he's not Sir Harry, I'm just calling him Sir Harry, is probably going to end on Friday after they get the results back from the box office this weekend.
So well, she did the producing or what?
She directed it. This is a story that I believe she was very instrumental in writing. I don't know that she wrote it, but she certainly, I think the premise, well, she's talked about it. Her and Jason Sudeikis actually came up with this premise when they were married.
Yeah. So maybe Harry saw the finished product and said, what did you do? What did you do?
I don't know that he would do that. I mean, he was a big part of that, and he's not really an actor by trade.
Right.
I'll tell you after I see it, when it comes out on Netflix next year.
Speculation has been brewing that the two were on the outs, given how little time they spent together while in Italy recently promoting the movie.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. If not Harry, for sure things don't look good between co-star Florence Pugh and Olivia.
Yeah, that's a big Harry mess right now, too.
Well, Harry mess.
Yeah. See what I did there?
You didn't even know that you did it.
I didn't even try on that one. Oh, my God. I've got it today.
Flo has skipped out on
multiple... the lottery.
we'll share in the parking lot, right?
Yeah, sure, of course. Wow.
Flo has skipped out on multiple events for the film, saying she doesn't need to contribute to the gossip.
See, I don't know what all the gossip is, but I keep just like, oh. And they're doing so much advanced publicity for this movie, which tells you it's a bomb.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the movie hits theaters tomorrow.
Yeah.
And because, well, you know, reviews aren't great. People won't be going to see it in droves. So it'll be likely to be on a streaming service near you soon.
Yes, I'm sure it will. Oh, my goodness. I got one question. Is Olivia Wilde getting naked in it? That's all I care about. If I'm being honest, I mean, I'm being honest.
Well, that's an honest statement
on your
part.
Or does Harry Styles get naked in it? I'm being honest. Just being honest. He's a good-looking dude.
He's a cutie. He is. He's a unique individual.
Saw something online the other day where they show celebrities. It was probably BuzzFeed 10 years ago and today, and to see Harry Styles 10 years ago wearing, you know, a pretty normal teenage outfit, and today him in his you know, very effeminate man purse, the whole bit. It's not really a man purse. It's a man handbag, which is what he was carrying. So,
well,
he's a fashion.
He is a fashionista.
He's a fashionista.
He's a very unique character, isn't he?
And oh, by the way, his song been on the charts for the longest of any song in the history of popular music. The
which
song
one?
Is out right now. As it was.
Catchy
little tune. With our apologies to Halle Berry and Olivia Wilde. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.